Okay, we're going to continue with today's MAC Football Coaches Media Conference call. And joining us from DeKalb is NIU head coach Thomas Hammack. Good morning, Thomas. How are you?
Good morning, Ken. Doing well.
Doing fine. Thanks for your time. And looking back to last week, again, a tough 45-17 setback against Eastern Michigan. And after getting back to your office and watching the film, talk about the performance by your Huskies.
Well, you know, obviously turnovers played a big piece in the game in the second half, and it kind of snowballed. Credit to Eastern Michigan. They played a good game. They took advantage of the opportunities, and, they made some explosive plays on offense. So, certainly some things that we can do better. We watched the tape and got a big one tomorrow night, and I think our kids will be excited to play on senior night.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Hammack and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, transitioning, looking ahead to Tuesday night's contest against Western Michigan, when you look at film, talk about some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Well, they got a very strong football team. I mean, offensively, they got a quarterback that's probably one of the best quarterbacks in the conference. They got a running back that's, arguably the best back. They got wide receivers that can make plays. Defensively, they have a defensive end that's really good on the edge, and a linebacker that can go sideline to sideline. So, very well constructed football team. They can hurt you in all three phases. So, we have to be ready to play our best football game to date.
Obviously, there's a lot riding on this game from a conference perspective and a determination of who would win the West Division. Talk about that opportunity for your Huskies to play the role of spoiler against Western Michigan.
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. I think, our seniors have had success in this program, and we want to try to send them out the best way possible with a victory, and I think they'll be inspired to play and with their family and friends at the game, and it should be a good atmosphere.
Talk about the unique relationship and of obviously in your first year, but as a coach, and what senior night and senior day means for a football program from a coach's perspective.
Yeah, I explained to our team, my senior year I wasn't able to go through senior day, and because I thought that there may be a possibility of me coming back to play. But it's a great moment. I think it's a great moment for your parents, how much they've sacrificed to get these young men to this point. They've come to every game, home and away, and for them to be honored the right way, and for you to go out as a guy that's, played in this program, graduated in this program, and done things the right way, I think is a big, testament to the young men and their families.
Getting back to the contest against Eastern Michigan, running back Trey Harbison, 112 yards rushing on 30 carries, and he topped the 1,000-yard mark for the second straight year. Talk about your relationship with Trey in this first year and what he means to your Huskies offense and team.
He's done a great job, being a workhorse and a bell cow, taking the amount of carries that he's taken, and, getting another 1,000-yard season was something that I knew was a goal of his, and was happy that he was able to get that done.
From a quarterback perspective, what are you looking for from this game for, obviously, for a challenge last game, certainly for Marcus Childers, wanting him to come out and maybe turn some of those turnovers into productive plays. Just talk about his play and what you want to see in him from this last contest.
Yeah, well, for us, we definitely got to be able to stay normal down the distance and keep the game close and not make it a throw contest. We have to make sure we can stay within arm's length so we can continue to run the type of offense that we want to run. But, some of those turnovers last week were due to the circumstance of the game, being down, and obviously Eastern Michigan understanding the situation and playing coverages that can, make it hard for a quarterback to connect with wide receivers.
Certainly in that aspect, looking back to last game, third down conversion, 6 of 16, red zone, 3 of 3. So you did have some success when you got into the red zone, but it's the overall conversion on third down and taking care of the football, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, that's the most important thing for us, to be in manageable situations on third down. And when we do that, we can have an opportunity to stay on the field longer, to extend drives, and to get more opportunities in the red zone where we can score points.
Well, Thomas, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Western Michigan. I know it's a game night tomorrow night for you. I want to wish you the best of luck tomorrow night. Certainly just want to say thank you for all your time throughout the entire year. And to you and your family later this week, have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thanks, Ken. Same to you.
Okay, thank you. For Coach Hammack and his NIU Huskies coming off the 45-17 loss to Eastern Michigan back last Tuesday evening in that contest. Again, Trey Harbison, running back, led with 112 yards rushing. And again, he topped the 1,000-yard mark for the second straight season and became the first NIU tailback to go over 1,000 yards rushing in back-to-back seasons since Chad Spann back in 2009 and 2010 seasons for the Huskies. For NIU, they will be hosting Western Michigan tomorrow night, Tuesday, November 26th. That game at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central on ESPNU.